Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
You know, it was reported last week that during the Golden Globes on January 7th, actresses including nominees and presenters were planning to wear black to protest gender inequality and to acknowledge the flood of sexual abuse allegations that have just totally rocked Hollywood, beginning with Harvey Weinstein. Well, this follows on the heels of last Wednesday when I was at the SAG Award nominations. I mentioned to you that all of the presenters on the January 21st Screen Actors Guild Awards will be female. Well, fast forward to this weekend, and honey, Rose McGowan has called out folks who plan to wear black gowns to the Golden Globes to protest gender inequality. Now, she took to Twitter on Saturday writing, "Actresses like Meryl Streep, who happily worked for the pig monster, are wearing black at Golden Globes in silent protest. Your silence is the problem. You accept a fake award breathlessly and affect no real change. I despise your hypocrisy. Maybe you should all wear Marquesa." You know, Marquesa is the women's wear company founded by Georgina Chapman, who was Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife. Well, Weinstein himself is presumably the pig monster in McGowan's tweet. You know, she's kind of been at the forefront of the hashtag MeToo movement because she was one of the first women to come out and speak about Harvey. By the way, I found out this weekend that three major Beverly Hills hotels had banned Harvey before his story even broke this fall because he was sexually abusing the staff at all three hotels. And speaking along those lines, after filing a lawsuit against WME agent Adam Bennett for allegedly sexually assaulting him, actor Terry Crews believes he is now being watched by the perpetrator's minions. Oh, good Lord. You know, in October, Crews revealed on Twitter that he was groped at a party by Bennett. Well, Crews actually filed a police report and December a lawsuit against Bennett. Now he believes he's facing a blowback for coming forward. Because, by the way, that particular agent is the founding partner of an $8 billion corporation. And Crews says his family has been tracked and possibly bugged. He also believes that Russell Simmons was asked to, quote, pressure him into dropping his case by the WME executives because, you know, they were both represented by the same company. Somehow, they thought that he was king of black people, Crews tweeted about Simmons. And of course, that was before Russell himself was accused of sexually assaulting people. I gotta tell you, this has just opened up a Pandora's box that apparently none of us are gonna be able to close anytime soon. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.